You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. US CPI data for September is scheduled to be released on October 13th. The Thursday release of the US Consumer Price Index for September is the most significant data release this week and possibly this month. As all eyes will be on the inflation data, after the announcement, the market will begin to speculate on whether the Fed will take a hawkish or dovish stance going forward. Fed officials have been speaking at various forums and are open to more rate hikes till inflation is tamed. September inflation numbers may set up a different tone for the Fed in the days ahead. The headline inflation is expected to witness a decline. However, it is the core inflation numbers that the market will be looking for. Over to some important updates on 5G services. Samsung and Apple have announced timelines for when their devices will start to support 5G in India, so users will be able to use and experience 5G services rolled out by telecom players like Airtel and Reliance Jio. Samsung today confirmed that it will enable 5G support in its 5G-ready Galaxy devices in India through a software update that's set to arrive sometime in the middle of November this year. Apple, on the other hand, will push out the necessary update to enable 5G in iPhones in December this year. Meanwhile, India is talking to different countries to make rupee acceptable in their nations, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said. She said that the UPI, BHIM app and the National Payments Corporation of India are all now being worked in such a way that their systems in their respective country, however robust or otherwise, can talk to our system, and the interoperability itself will give strength for Indians' expertise in those countries. In response to a question from an Indian student at the University of Maryland who wanted to have the UPI in the United States as well, Sitharaman said, "We are working together with several countries." She made the remarks at the prestigious Brookings Institute think tank during a fireside chat with eminent economist Ishwar Prasad. Moving on, the International Monetary Fund on Tuesday praised the Reserve Bank of India for tightening the monetary policy to curb inflation in the country. The RBI has appropriately been tightening to fight inflation as the inflation is above target, and since May, if my memory serves me well, it sort of delivers 190 basis point rate hikes, and we think further tightening is needed to bring inflation to its target. Garcia Pascual, Deputy Division Chief of the Monetary and Capital Markets Department of the IMF, told reporters at a news conference here. Next up, industry. Infosys is likely to post a strong set of numbers for the quarter ended 30th September on the back of strong momentum and ramp-up of past deals. The consolidated revenue for the quarter is expected to rise 23 to 24% on year, according to estimates given by several brokerage firms. The consolidated net profit of Infosys is seen rising in 6 to 9% range on yearly basis. The company's board will meet on October 12th and 13th to approve financial results for quarter 2 FY23. Infosys will consider a proposal for a share buyback, its fourth since 2017 on the same day. Yes Securities, in a note, said Infosys is expected to announce cash buyback of around Rs 8,000 crore to Rs 10,000 crore. As revenue growth outlook has moderated as clients have become cautious, this buyback is better use of surplus cash lying on books. It should limit downside to stock price in near term. The buyback price is expected to be a significant premium to CMP. In other news, Nissan Motor India has today announced its association with the International Cricket Council for the seventh successive year. The Indian subsidiary of this Japanese car maker will be the official sponsor of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2022. It is scheduled to be held in Australia from October 16th to November 13th, 2022. The Nissan Magnite subcompact SUV has been named the official car of the event. Commenting on the announcement, Rakesh Srivastav, Managing Director, Nissan Motor India, said that Nissan is delighted to continue its successful association with one of the most loved sporting events in the world as the official sponsor with the big, bold, beautiful Nissan Magnite as the official car of the event. Lastly, let's hear how the share market performed today. BSE Sensex ended 479 points or 0.8% higher at 57,626, while NSE Nifty settled 140 points or 0.8% up at 17,124. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.